Is it an illusion to expect death on Audioboo? And in an absolutely stunningly brilliant mixture of words, Zaki corrected himself and went to pose the question, is it an illusion to expect depth on Audioboo? And I, walking the dog around my estate in a highly trivial manner, broke up. And cracked up. So, Zaki has put a really superb question, really. And he has asked at the end of his audioboo, is it possible to have depth? Is it possible to go into something in an intellectually satisfying way? I paraphrase him rather than quote him. And he reminded me of... He reminds me, because it's literally right fresh, it's just right off the chopping board, so to speak, right out of his intellect, where he's cut off a piece and said, look, can I possibly use this bit of my brain, or do I have to use the other bit, which is all dumbed down, in order to communicate? And he's put all sorts of rhetorical stuff in his own style, but basically he said, do we live in an age where everything is superficial and we can't actually go into anything in depth anymore. And there's a sort of body language in the tone of voice, which I probably misreading, but maybe I don't, of disappointment, really. The man sounds, Zaki, you sound disappointed. So you sound as if you're in a roundabout way making a plea for depth. And you remind me of a question that was put to Brian Solis at SubCon, and I was watching live stream from Chicago over the last few days, and at a certain point, Brian Solis, who is a very active and highly influential blogger, and was asked a question about whether he had to dumb down his content in order to develop a following. And He was vitriolic, I suppose, in his way of, in a particular way of responding to that. But to use English understatement now, I would say he said no, you don't have to do that at all. He wouldn't do it, and he'd prefer to give up, I think, rather than do it. And I won't pretend to be familiar with Brian Solis' work, except that the respect with which people treated him at SubCon would strongly suggest that he has been an important thinker in the development of the culture of social media, and particularly blogging and exploring what blogging is into. And he's been at it for rather a long time, so he's been an early adopter. And I think the background is that he went into stuff in considerable detail, particularly from a metrics point of view. And, metrics can be very can be very detailed. They can require a lot of attention, and especially when it involves detailed arguments. I have a few things to say to Zaki, so I'm going to sort of give them in a didactic manner. So I'll say, number one, I wish that everybody would say what they actually thought themselves directly. And if they were trying to influence other people, would be very direct about it, rather than saying, do we live in an age in which everybody is superficial? It's much, I find it more refreshing if people would say, I think we live in an age where everything is superficial. And my meaning of the word superficial is as follows. And then I can say, okay, that's just Zaki's idea. And I love people who stand up for their ideas and express them. I'm delighted that not everybody is like him, and I'm delighted that he's different from everybody else. In other words, I personally love the diversity of thinking patterns. I love the diversity of some people being trivial and really, really whimsical, and others being complex and analytic. And I ain't got much time for the judgments about which is better than which, because I'm a creature of mood myself, and I'm capable of being analytic and I'm capable of being whimsical, and it just depends on what part of me feels like expressing itself at the time. So that's my first point on it. Number two, my second point to Zaki is that be yourself. Be the way you want to be. And if you have an audience of one, that one person who is the audience may in fact be the person who pushes the button which changes the whole way in which everybody else thinks. So think about tipping points rather than majorities is my suggestion. So being popular is perhaps another way of being average. But frankly, you know, what does it matter? Enjoy, be, do it, be oneself. As regards, above all though, I do think there is an advantage in being communicative. It's really important that people realize that they have the ability to turn off and to move on and to quickly flit from thinker to thinker. Because the one sure thing is, no matter how profound the idea I'm going to express in just in a minute, if you like, is, it'll come back. Somebody else will have the same idea or the idea. We have such a plethora of communicative tools that the marvellous thing is that stuff is not coming out of one source. So you miss nothing when you miss an idea that somebody puts, because there's a terribly, terribly high probability that it will come at you from another source anyway. So what you will miss, of course, is the moment. But then again, you know, you're either in the now or you're not in the now. And I want to, I don't know, I suppose I want to make a rant in favour of mass education. And the degree to which people are all intellectuals nowadays, if you like. People have so many tools at their disposal. Many, many people are doing it. The thing that February taught me was that all sorts of people get involved in doing audio. And they're not all like Nick Holloway Vox, you know, thank goodness. But thank goodness we got him, you know. That's my way of thinking. And I just pick Nick at... just because it came into my head at that very moment in time. So, depth, yeah, audio depth. I think it's what turns me on is the person rather than their ideas. Because as far as I can see, ideas are 10 a penny. And they've been hanging around for a very long time, right from, you know, certainly from the Greeks. And there isn't much different, except occasionally a Wittgenstein comes along and turns everything on its head. But by and large, there isn't much. What is different are the collaborations, are the actions, the behaviours that we are capable of doing. So, and the connections, the interconnections between apparently disparate people, on the one hand, and apparently colliding and different inspirations. So I think it's surprises that matter most, and it's serendipity that is turns me on. And is this depth, or is this just playing around? Remember, we're people, above all, Zaki, we're people. And we have an intellectual capacity, and it's very valuable, of course, to use it. And I love using it. But it's only a tiny proportion of my total intelligence. The thoughts I have are only, I've learned, at least this is the model I use with which to interpret the world, and this is only one model of doing it. Intellectual intelligence is a tiny fraction of my total intelligence. So I take it out and play with it and use it. And And you know what? If the whole world were going in one direction, I wouldn't mind going the other direction. And never bothered much for what size of an audience I have. I believe people are attracted by features like authenticity more than originality. I do. I think they're attracted by people who feel human to them. And the chances are that the way I think that, you know, I divide the world. The world will be made up of people who would run a mile if they saw me come into the room on the grounds that I am much too enthusiastic and extrovert for their taste. And frankly, it would be a trial to get into a conversation with me. And especially in case I might ask them some questions or something like that. There are people who don't want to express their own ideas publicly because they don't feel a need to do it and they don't get a big buzz out of it. They get a much greater buzz out of quiet, contemplative reflections of their own. Now, what was it that Zaki was saying? Yes, I started out to try to play it being structured. And I got no notes because I'm out here walking with a dog. And I just love the sound of Zaki's voice. It is so personal and personable and okay, sounded a bit, you know, troubled with the issues that might... oh, God, I couldn't... Zaki, you'll kill me. I wish you were here. We could drink a glass of wine and laugh over this. But I give you a toast anyway to the dual polarities with which we walk the earth, to superficiality and to depth, and to the patina that we're creating.